Texte numéro 127. Worldwide efforts to reverse the baby shortage are falling flat. Imagine if having children came with cheap loans, a subsidized minivan, and a lifetime exemption from income taxes. Would people have more kids? The answer, it seems, is no. These are among the benefits, along with cheap childcare, extra vacation, and free fertility treatments that have been distributed to parents in different parts of Europe, a region at the forefront of the worldwide baby shortage. Europe's overall population shrank during the pandemic and is on track to contract by about 40 million by 2050, according to United Nations statistics. Birth rates have been falling across the developed world since the 1960s, but the decline hit Europe harder and faster than demographers expected. Europe has been pushing back against the demographic tide with lavish parental benefits for a generation. Yet falling fertility has persisted among nearly all age groups, incomes, and education levels. Those who have many children often say they would have them even without the benefits. Those who don't say the benefits don't make enough of a difference. Two European countries devote more resources to families than almost any other nation, Hungary and Norway. Both countries spend more than 3% of GDP on their different approaches to promoting families, more than the amount they spend on their militaries, according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Despite their programs, they have fertility rates of 1.5 and 1.4 children for every woman, respectively, far below the replacement rate of 2.1, the level needed to keep the population steady. Pronatalism is a key plank of Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's broader populist agenda. Orbán portrays having children inside what he has called a traditional family model as a national duty, as well as an alternative to immigration for growing the population. The benefits for child-rearing in Hungary are reserved for married heterosexual middle-class couples. Norway has been incentivizing births for decades, with generous parental leave and subsidized childcare. New parents in Norway can share nearly a year of fully paid leave. More than 3 months are reserved for fathers to encourage more equal caregiving. Norway doesn't restrict benefits for unmarried parents or same-sex couples. Demographers suggest the reluctance to have kids is a fundamental cultural shift rather than a purely financial one. I used to say to myself, I'm too young. I have to finish my bachelor's degree. I have to find a partner. Then suddenly I woke up and I was 28 years old, married, with a car, a house and a flexible job, and there were no more excuses, said one Norwegian woman. Even though there are now no practical barriers, I realised that I don't want children. Adapted from the Wall Street Journal, October 2024.